Baba Sakar Murli, date is 13th February 2023. Om Shanti. Essence, sweet children, this godfatherly world university is for changing from human beings into deities, from an ordinary human into Narayan. Only when you have this firm faith will you be able to study this study. Question: what effort are you children making at this time in order to change from human beings into deities? Answer: that of making your eyes civil from criminal and of becoming sweet at the same time. In the golden age, everyone's eyes are civil. You don't have to make this effort there. Here, in your impure bodies and the impure world, you children, you souls are brothers. With this faith, you are making effort to make your eyes civil. Second question: with which one aspect of the devotees is the idea of omnipresence proven wrong? You said, Baba, when you come, I will surrender myself to you. Therefore, his coming proves that he was not present at that time. Om Shanti. The father asks you spiritual children, are you sitting here in the original religion of yourselves, souls? You know that it is only the one unlimited Father who is called the Supreme Spirit or the Supreme Soul. God definitely exists. He is the Supreme Father. The Supreme Father means God. Only you children are able to understand these things. 5,000 years ago too, it was only all of you children who heard this knowledge. You know that a soul is very tiny and extremely subtle. It cannot be seen with these eyes. There isn't a human being who would have seen a soul. Yes, it is possible to see one, but only in a divine vision. And that too, according to the drama plan. On the path of devotion too, they don't have visions with their physical eyes. They receive a divine vision in which they see something as though in a living form. Divine vision means to see in a living form. The soul receives the eye of knowledge. The father has explained, when someone performs a lot of devotion, it is called intense devotion. For instance, when Meera had visions, she used to dance. Paradise didn't exist at that time. It must be about 500 or 600 years since Meera existed. That which is the past is then seen in a divine vision. It is as though people have become completely engrossed in worshipping the images of Hanuman and Ganesh, etc. A great deal. Although they have visions, they do not receive liberation through those. The path to liberation and liberation in life is completely unique. In Bharat, on the path of devotion, they have many temples. They also keep Shivlingams there. Some make them small and others make them large. You now understand that just as you are souls, so he is the Supreme Soul. The size is the same. They say that we are all brothers, that all souls are brothers. The unlimited Father is only one. All the rest are brothers, and they play their parts. These matters have to be understood. These are matters of knowledge, which only the Father explains. Those to whom he explains can then explain to others. First of all, only the one incorporeal Father explains. People say of him that he is omnipresent and that he is in the pebbles and stones. That is not right, is it? They say, Baba, when you come, I will surrender myself to you. They don't say you are omnipresent. They say, when you come, I will surrender myself to you. Therefore, that means that he was not here, was he? Mine is only one and none other. So you definitely have to remember him, do you not? The father sits here and explains to you children. This is called spiritual knowledge. It is sung, souls remained separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. The account of that has also been explained. It is you souls who have remained separated for a long period of time. You have now come to the Father to study Raj Yoga. The Father is the servant. Important people sign their letters beneath, your obedient servant. The Father is the servant of all the children. He says, children, I am your servant. You call out to him with so much right, O God, come. Come and make us impure ones pure. Only in the pure world do pure beings exist. These matters have to be understood. All the rest are just things to please the ears. This is a godfatherly world university. What is your aim and objective? To change human beings into deities. You children have the faith that you have to become this. Would those who don't have faith sit in school? If they have faith, they would study with a barrister or a surgeon. If they didn't even know the aim and objective, they wouldn't go. You children understand that you are changing from human beings into deities, from ordinary humans into Narayan. This is the true story of becoming true Narayan from an ordinary man. Why is it called a religious story? Because 5,000 years ago, too, you studied this knowledge. That which is in the past is called a story. These are the true teachings to change from an ordinary human into Narayan. Deities reside in the new world, whereas human beings reside in the old world. Human beings don't have the divine virtues that deities have. Human beings call those people deities and sing, you are full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full, completely viceless, whereas they call themselves sinful, degraded ones who indulge in vice. When did the deities exist? It would surely be said that they existed in the golden age. It wouldn't be said that they existed in the iron age. Nowadays, because human beings have tamopradhan intellects, they even give themselves the father's titles. In fact, the one who makes you elevated is only the one father who is Shri Shri. The praise of the elevated deities is separate. It is now the iron age. Baba has also explained about sannyasis. One type of renunciation is limited and the other renunciation is unlimited. Those people say that they have renounced their homes and families and everything. However, nowadays, look how they are sitting around as millionaires. Renunciation means to renounce that happiness. You children have unlimited renunciation because you understand that this old world is going to finish. This is why you have disinterest in it. Those people renounced their homes and families and then went back to the cities. They no longer live in caves on the mountains. Even when they do build their huts, they spend so much on them. In fact, huts don't incur any expense. They build and live in big mansions. Nowadays, everyone is tamopradhan. It is now the iron age. If the images of the golden age deities didn't exist, all name and trace of heaven would have disappeared. It is explained to you that you have to change from human beings into deities. For half a cycle, there have been stories of the path of devotion. While listening to those things, you have continued to come down the staircase. Then, after 5,000 years, that same drama repeats accurately. Baba has explained to you that you must not tell anyone to stop worshipping. Once they have received this knowledge, they automatically stop doing that. They understand that they are souls and that they have to claim their inheritance from the unlimited Father. First of all, there has to be the recognition of the unlimited Father. When they have developed this faith, their intellects are removed from their limited fathers. Then, while living at home with their families, their intellects, yoga, will be connected to the Father. The Father himself says, while acting for your livelihood, let there be remembrance of the one Father in your intellects. Let there not be any remembrance of bodily beings. Those are physical pilgrimages. This is your spiritual pilgrimage. You don't stumble around in this. The path of devotion is the night where people have to stumble around. There is no question of stumbling around here. No one has to sit down in order to remember God. On the path of devotion, can the devotees of Krishna not remember Him while walking and moving around? There is remembrance of Him in their hearts. Whatever you have seen once, the remembrance of that remains. So are you not able to remember Shiv Baba while sitting at home? This is something new. To remember Krishna is something old. No one knows Shiv Baba as far as his name and form are concerned. What is omnipresent? Someone should tell us, at least. You children know that the father of you souls is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Souls cannot be called the Supreme Soul. In English, Atma is called a soul. Not a single human being knows the Father from beyond. That Father is the ocean of knowledge. He has the knowledge to change human beings into deities. The Father says, I tell you deep things every day. The main thing is remembrance. It is this remembrance that you forget. Baba tells you every day, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. I, this soul, am a point. It is said that a wonderful star sparkles in the center of the forehead. When souls leave their bodies, they cannot be seen with these eyes, but it is just said that the soul left the body and entered another body. You souls know how you have taken rebirth and become impure. You souls were pure at first and you had a pure household religion. Now both have become impure. When both were pure, they were worshipped. You are pure and we are impure. There both are pure, whereas here both are impure. So is it that they were pure and then became impure, or they were born impure? The Father sits here and explains. At first you souls were pure and worthy of worship. Then you yourselves became impure worshippers. You have taken 84 births. You know the history and geography of the whole world. Who used to rule there and how they received their kingdom. You know this history. No one else knows it. You know it now. Previously, you didn't know it. You had stone intellects. You didn't have the knowledge of the Creator or the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. You were atheist. You have now become theist, and so you become happy. You have come here to become deities. At this time, you have to become very sweet. You are children of the one Father, brothers, and sisters. There cannot be criminal vision for anyone. You have to make effort at this time. The eyes are the most criminal of all. They are criminal for half a cycle and civil for half a cycle. In the golden age, the eyes of the deities are civil. Here, eyes are criminal. People sit and relate the story of Surdas, that is, man who blinded himself. The Father says, I have to come into the impure world and into an impure body. Those who have become impure have to be purified. You know that both Radhe and Krishna came from separate kingdoms. They were a prince and princess. After their marriage, they become Lakshmi and Narayan, and so their dynasty is remembered. That age also begins at that time. They say that the duration of the golden age is hundreds of thousands of years. The Father says it is 1250 years, and so there is the difference of day and night. The night of Brahma is for half a cycle, and then the day of Brahma is for half a cycle. There is happiness from knowledge and sorrow from devotion. The Father sits here and explains all of these things. He then also says, sweet children, consider yourselves to be souls. Stabilize in your original religion. Remember the Father. He alone is the purifier. By remembering Him, you will become pure. Your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. The Father is the creator of heaven. So, He reminds you that you were the masters of heaven. You are now impure, and this is why you are not worthy of going there. Therefore, you have to become pure. I only have to come once. There is just one God, one world. Human beings have innumerable opinions, innumerable stories. There are as many stories as there are tongues. Here, there is just the one direction, the undivided direction. Look how many ideas there are in the picture of the tree. The tree has become so large. There used to be one direction and one kingdom. You know that you were the masters of the world. Bharat used to be so wealthy. There never used to be untimely death there. Here, a person dies while just sitting doing nothing. There is death in every direction. There, your lifespans were very long. You now have yoga with God and are changing from human beings into deities. So you are Yogeshwar and Yogeshwari and will then become prince and princesses. You are now goddesses of knowledge. Then how did you become prince and princesses? God made you into those. You now know who taught them Raju, God. Their kingdom continues for 21 generations. Those people become kings for just one birth by donating and performing charity. When they die, everything ends. Everyone continues to have untimely death. That is not the law in the golden age. There, you will not say that death came. You shed one skin and take another, just as a snake changes its skin. There is nothing but happiness and more happiness. There is no question of the slightest sorrow. You are now making effort to become the masters of the land of happiness. Achha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says Namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say Padanguna, remembrance, love, good morning and Namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharna. First, have unlimited renunciation of this old world. While acting for the livelihood of your body, stay on the spiritual pilgrimage. Second, make effort and definitely make your eyes civil. Keep your aim and objective in your intellect and become very, very sweet. Blessing, may you be a sensible and a jnani soul who accumulates an income of multi-millions at every step. A sensible and jnani soul is one who thinks before he acts. Important people first have their food checked before they eat it. Similarly, thoughts are food for the intellect, and so first check them and then put them into practice. By first checking your thoughts, your words and actions will automatically be powerful. Where there is power, there is an income. So become powerful and accumulate an income of multi-millions at every step, that is in your thoughts, words and actions. These are the characteristics of a jnani soul. Slogan: those who fly in the plane of the fathers and everyone's blessings are flying yogis. Om Shanti.